哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
各位亲爱弟兄姐妹，大家安息日蒙。
Dear brothers and sisters, a peace for the Sabbath be with you.
今天大家看到传道不是在教会讲道，可能会有点意外。
And today you may be surprised that the preacher and I are not in the church.
因为刚刚整两点钟的时候，教会的网路突然间整条线路被意外的切断了。
And because about 2 p.m. just now, the internet connection of the church had been cut off.
所以我们临时的马上的改在执事的家里来继续上网聚会。
Which is why we immediately made a decision to move to the deacon's place to have this online service.
我们求神继续的带领祝福帮助我们的聚会。
We continue to ask God to guide us and help us in this service.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享来学习但以理书第六章的信息。
We continue to share and learn from a message of the book of Daniel chapter 6.
那这第六章呢是我们非常熟悉的一章。
Chapter 6 is a chapter which we are familiar with.
也是宗教教育小朋友们常常听的故事。
Which is also a story that we always teach during the children's
class. 就是在这一章里，我们看到但以理被丢到狮子坑里面去。
This is a chapter where we can see Daniel had been cast into the lion's den.
可是，在我们看到但以理却得胜了狮子。
And yet, we are still able to see how Daniel overcame the.
而且是得胜了凶恶的狮子。
And how Daniel overcame this ferocious lion.
也是得胜了那些饥饿的狮子。
And also overcame this hungry lion.
所以我们这一章的主题题目叫做得胜的信仰。
Which is why we entitled this the theme of this chapter as the faith which overcame, which prevailed.
那得胜什么呢
？Prevail over what?
特别是得胜狮子。
To especially prevail over the lions.
我们大家看但以理书的第六章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 6.
那在没有讲之前，我们先来看但以理的一生。
And before we begin, let's look at the life of Daniel.
因为在他的一生的记录里面，这一章是他最后一生的记录一生信仰生活中的记录。
In fact, this chapter marks the final chapter of the life of Daniel of his faith.
从第七章开始到结束，就是预言、异象跟异梦的异象的一些奥秘了。
And starting from chapter 7 until the end of the book of Daniel.It is the illustration about the prophecies of the end time.
但以理的一生都是荣耀真神的一生。
The life of Daniel had been one which glorified the Lord God.
他活出了神的荣耀。
And he lived out the glory of God.
他活出了神的旨意。
He lived out the will of God.
他活出了神圣洁的生命。
He lived out that holy life of God.
所以但以理的一生都是荣耀真神的一生。
Which is why the life of Daniel has been a life full of glory.To God.
那我们的一生又是怎样的一生呢
？And what kind of our lives? What kind of life do we live?
但以理的一生都是见证。
The life of Daniel has been full of testimonies.
信心的见证。
Testimonies of faith.
忠诚的见证。
Testimonies of loyalty and faithfulness.
有美好灵性的见证。
Testimonies of great spiritual nature.
得胜的见证。
Testimonies of victory.
充满智慧的见证。
Testimonies of wisdom.
他的一生都是充满着见证。
His entire life is but full of testimonies.
圣经称他为大蒙见爱的但以理。
The Bible calls Daniel the one who has been greatly loved.
这是非常宝贵、非常荣耀的称赞。
And this is a very great compliment.
这是圣经给他很崇高的一种位置，信仰的位置。
It is a very high status of faith that the Bible has given him.
我想这应该也是我们每一个信徒、基督徒应该努力追求的目标。
And I believe that this should also be the pursuit for every Christian.
也应该是我们每一位信徒我们信仰的见证。
Which we also should say that it should be our testimony.
见证什么
？What do we testify?
见证我们是蒙真神、蒙天父兼爱的。
We testify as the ones who have been loved by the true God.
神的荣耀在我们的身上常常见到。
That the glory of God can be manifested in us.
神的旨意在我们的身上也常常可以显现出来。
That the will of God can be manifested in us.
这是蒙神所爱的见证，蒙神所爱的人的见证。
That's the testimony of one who has been greatly loved by God.
其实但以理蒙神兼爱是有原因的，是有见证看得到的。
There are reasons why Daniel was loved by the Lord God and why he could testify like that.
我们已经学习了从一章到今天的第六章，他的一生中看到他所经历的。
And as we have learned from chapters 1 to chapter 6, from his life.
你知道吗？但以理的一生当中，他经历了三个世纪。
Do you know that Daniel has actually experienced three major incidents?
哪三个事件呢
？What are the three major incidents?
第一
，Firstly，
他经历了灵界。
He has experienced the spiritual realm.
那是属灵的
，which is in the spiritual sense.
那是看异象得启示的。
That's by looking at visions and receiving revelation.
那第二个世界就是他身边当时活着的那个世界。
And the second incident or the second matter being the physical world in which he was
living. 就是他现在的处境。
That was his current circumstances.
那第三个世界是什么
？What is the third realm?
他也经历了将来的世界。
The third realm was the future realm.
关于幕后的事情，幕后的世界发生的事，神都启示他，他都经历了。
And matters regarding the end times have been revealed to him by God.
这是他经历了三个世界的情形。
And these are the three realms that he, Daniel, had experienced.
那他也经历了三个国家。
He also experienced three kingdoms.
第一就是犹大国。
Firstly, the kingdom of Judah.
那犹大国是他自己的国家。
That was his own kingdom.
是他自己的故乡。
His own hometown.
也是他自己长大的地方。
It is also his homeland where he grew.
第二，他经历了巴比伦国。
And second kingdom being the kingdom of Babylon.
那是外邦人的世界。
That is the Gentile world.
文化、信仰、生活等等都不一样的地方。
And which where the culture, traditions, faith, and religion, and lifestyle have been completely different.
特别是跟犹太人的文化、信仰非常大的冲突。
In fact, it all contradicted the lifestyle, the faith, and the culture of the Jews.
这是他经历的第二个国家。
That was the second kingdom he experienced.
那第三个国家是什么呢
？And what was the third kingdom?
就是这第六章的第三个国家，就是波斯帝国
，which is recorded in chapter 6, the kingdom of Persia.
这又是一个完全不同的外邦世界。
And this is another dramatically different Gentile world.
因为波斯有波斯的文化，有另一种生活的文化。
Because it came with a completely different kind of a Persian culture and lifestyle.
甚至连他们拜的神跟巴比伦拜的神都不一样，都换神了，不同的神了。
That included all the gods and all the idols that they used to worship, that they are not the Babylonian gods.
他经历了三个世界。
He experienced three realms.
他经历了三个国家。
He experienced three kingdoms.
他甚至经历了三个圣殿。
He also experienced three temples.
哪有三个圣殿
？What are these three holy temples?
第一
，first one.
他经历了还没有被毁时的圣殿。
He experienced this the holy temple, which was not destroyed yet.
就是巴比伦王还没有去毁灭圣殿时的那个圣殿。
This holy temple in the time before the kingdom of Babylon came to destroy.
那时未还未被毁的圣殿是他信仰扎根的树叶。
And that holy temple, before it was destroyed, was the place where he built and rooted his faith.
但是这个时期的圣殿呢，犹太人犹大国的信仰是软弱的。
But even during this time of the Holy Temple, the faith of the Jews of, in, the Judah, in the kingdom of Judah was weak.
甚至是堕落的。
And in fact, it was corrupted.
那第二个圣殿是什么呢
？What was the second Holy Temple?
它经历了被毁时的被毁灭时的圣殿。
That was the Holy Temple in the time of its destruction.
这是信仰磨练的岁月。
And that was the years where his faith was tested.
这个时期，他也跟一些人被掳到巴比伦去了。
At this time, he was also being exiled together with the Israelites to Babylon.
也就是但以理书的背景，但以理书的故事。
And that also became the context and the story of the book of Daniel.
这个时期叫做圣殿被经历被毁时的圣殿的时期。
And this is the period of time where I called the time of the temple being destroyed.
我称它为这是信仰磨练的岁月。
And I called that the years where his faith was tested.
如果你的信仰的根基不够深。
If the foundation of your faith was not firmly rooted,
如果你信的根基不够扎实，实实在在扎根
，if the roots of your faith have not been firmly planted,
你的信仰分分钟都会垮下来。
Your faith can anytime collapse.
事实上，有许多人已经倒了，已经垮下了。
As a matter of fact, many have already had their downfall.
经不起这个信仰的磨练。
They couldn't withstand the test of faith.
这个时期叫做被毁时的圣殿。
This is the time where the holy temple was destroyed.
那他又经历了第三个圣殿是什么呢
？He also experienced the third temple.
就是垂国重建时期的圣殿，重建时的圣殿。
That as he returned to the kingdom to rebuild the temple.
虽然他没有回去跟 跟其他的人一起从回国重建圣殿。
Although he did not follow with the people to return to his kingdom to rebuild the temple,
但他确实是经历了这个重建圣殿的时期，他经过了。
But he did have already lived in this period of time where the temple was rebuilt.
这个是他的信仰炉火纯青的岁月。炉火纯青的岁月就是信仰非常老练成熟的岁月。
And this was the years where his faith was most where his faith was most mature.
哦，但以理书的这个意象啊、预言啊、启示啊，种种这些灵啊意象，都在这个时候的岁月发生的。
And it is only during this time where all his visions and the revelations have been revealed and given to him.
嗯。那也可以说，这时期他的信仰是达到最高峰、最高境界的那个时期。
It is only during this time that his faith has reached the pinnacle of his faith.
我为什么这样讲呢
？Why am I saying this?
因为神亲自承认的。
Because that this has also been acknowledged by God.
在这段时期的时候呢，神对他说：“啊，神肯定他得救。”
It is during this period of time where God told him that he would be saved.
神也肯定他说，哦，将来要享受，要给他存留的荣耀，给他存留的奖赏，那就是天国的大奖赏。
It is only during this time where God confirmed that he would be inheriting the glory that has been kept for him in heaven.
神当真的直接的这样对他说，肯定他。
And God has confirmed this with him face to face.
你说这个还不是信仰最高的境界、最高的程度吗
？Wouldn't you call this the pinnacle of his faith?
那这段时间呢，就是重建圣殿的时期。
It's during this time that the holy temple was being rebuilt.
所以我说他经历了三个圣殿的时期。
Which is why I'm saying that Daniel has experienced three periods of the holy temple.
第一，圣殿还没有被毁的时候。
The first being before the holy temple was destroyed.
第二，圣殿被毁的时候。
Second one when the holy temple was being destroyed.
第三，圣殿被重建的时候。
And the third one being the holy temple was rebuilding.
这种岁月哦，七十几年，甚至整百年。
And all these years were about 70 to 100 years.
信仰是必须经过很多很多的经历。
And faith has requires us to experience all this.
就是我们常说的，经过许许多多的艰苦的考验。
Which is what we are calling as the test and trials of faith.
直到最后那时期，就是炉火纯青、老练成熟的这个信仰。
It is only at the end of this all these stages where our faith has been fine-tuned and refined as well as most mature.
在第六章，传道特别的来介绍他的一生。
And in this chapter, I would like to introduce his
life. 他的一生就是信仰的一生。
The life of Daniel has been a life of faith.
因为到第六章就要结束了，他一生的故事，一生的见证，就第六章就要结束。
And chapter 6 will mark the final chapter of the life of Daniel.
我已经重复第七到十二章呢，完全是幕后的事情，是神的计划，神的事情，神国的事情。
Well, chapter 7 to 12 would be the matters regarding the end times about the kingdom of God.
神的救赎计划。
About the salvation plan.
还有世界末日的情形。
About what is to come during the end times.
所以整个重点七章到十二节已经重点不在但以理，也不是在讲他了。
And so the emphasis of this latter chapters that are not about Daniel's life.
那但以理呢？他一生也经历了四个朝代。
Daniel himself has experienced four dynasties.
第一，他就是经历了犹大国的约雅敬王啊，约雅敬王的王朝。
The first one being the kingdom of King Jehoiakim.
约雅敬的意思是神所坚固的。
King Jehoiakim actually means the one who has been cared by God.
或者是耶和华所高举的。
Or the one who has been lifted by God.
结果我们从但以理书看到，耶雅敬王不是神所坚固的。
From the book of Daniel, we can see that King Jehoiakim wasn't the one who has been watched over.
他也不是神所高举的。
Wasn't the one who has been lifted by God.
从但以理书第一章，第一节我们就看他是被神丢去了，被神贬下来了。也不被神坚固保护了，被神丢去了。
From the book of Daniel, chapter 1, we can already see that this king had been cast away, has been forsaken, and left in by God.
这是在他生命岁月中所经历的第一个王朝——约雅敬王朝。
That was the first kingdom that Daniel experienced, the kingdom under the reign of King Jehoiakim.
那第二个王朝是什么呢
？What was the second kingdom?
就是巴比伦国的尼布甲尼撒王。
That is the kingdom of King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒的意思就是尼波神的太子，那个假神的王子。
The name Nebuchadnezzar actually means the prince of the false god Nebu.
他是代表世界的王。
He represents the world, the prince, the king of this world.
所以说，世界的王就是撒旦。
And the Lord Jesus said, the king of this world is Satan.
在属灵的教训来讲，撒旦之子，他经历了撒旦之子的那个王朝。
Therefore, as a spiritual sense and a spiritual teaching, he experienced the kingdom under the reign of Satan, the son of Satan.
第三个王朝是什么？
What's the third kingdom?
就是巴比伦最后的那个国王叫波沙撒。
That's the last kingdom. That's the last king of the kingdom of Babylon, King Belshazzar.
那波沙撒王的意思是。偶像保护的王
name,
被偶像保护的王被假神偶像保护的王
The name Belshazzar means that the king who has been protected by the idols by the false gods.
但以理他就经历了这个被偶像保护王的 那段岁月那段时期
And Daniel has indeed experienced the kingdom of this king who has been protected by the idols.
偶像保护得到他吗？
Could the idols protect him?
圣经记录波沙撒王最后的时候怕到要死，全身发抖。
The Bible recorded that Belshazzar, on the final night of his life, he was trembling in the greatest fear.
在大抖害怕当中，那一夜就被杀了，巴比伦就结束了。
In his greatest fear, his kingdom has been destroyed and he was slain.
被偶像保护，偶像怎么能保护你呢？
And the king who has been protected by the idols, can anyone be protected?
那但以理经历的第四个王朝是什么呢？
What was the fourth kingdom that Daniel was to experience?
就是今天我们要看的第六章波斯帝国的王朝。
That's the kingdom that we are about to see today in chapter 6, the kingdom of Persia.
那个圣经出名的王啊，我们常常听到故事的叫做大力乌王古列。
And this is also the story that we are familiar with, the King Darius.
那大力乌的意思是在宝座上的王，坐在宝座上的王，大力乌。
And the Darius actually means the king who has been enthroned.
那么古列的意思就是火炉，他是火炉，火啊，火的炉啊。
And it also means that it is in the fiery furnace.
那么。大力乌王古列就是坐在宝座上的那个火炉啊。
And so there is the meat of the this king is that is the king who has been enthroned on the furnace of fire.
这个火炉，它可以带来温暖，当它发火的时候，也可以带来很可怕的愤怒呀。
And this kind of fireplace or this fire furnace, is one which gives you warm.
简单说，他经历了这四个王朝，他的一生里面。
Which could also bring you great fire. And in simple words, then you have experienced these four kingdoms.
第一，他经历了被神丢弃的王。
And first one, he experienced the kingdom of the king, which was forsaken by God.
第二，他也经历了假神的王子。
And the second kingdom being Daniel experiencing this prince of the false.
第三，他继续经历了受偶像保护的。
And the third one, he experienced the king that who was protected by the false.
最后，他但以理经历了坐在宝座上的那个火炉的。
And the last king was that Daniel experienced was this king who was enthroned above this fiery furnace.
从这四个王朝里面，从他们王的名字也是很有趣啊，很有意思的。
So throughout all these four kingdoms, we can learn a lot and very interesting facts from the names.
里面是有很多信仰的经历的，信仰的考验的，有很多信仰故事。
And even behind all these names, there are a lot of spiritual teachings regarding the test and the trials of our faith.
神就让但以理经历这些考验啊，这些故事啊。
But Daniel the Lord God allowed Daniel to experience all these stories and all these trials of his faith.
所以但以理的故事是非常精彩的，非常丰富的。
Which is why the story of Daniel is very abundant, most interesting.
几乎在圣经中的人物当中，没有一个人，没有一个仆人啊，神的仆人像他经历这么多的王朝的，
and,
或者经历这么多临界世界、将来世界的这种经历。没有他这么丰富了。
Among all the characters in the Bible, there's not one who is among the servants of God who could experience so much abundant teachings and regarding also the end times of the future.
那在他的一生中也经历了但以理说，我们看到他经历了三个大试探。
And in the life of Daniel, we can also see that Daniel experienced three major temptations.
在第一章就看到他饮食上的试探，王的膳食上的一种试探。
And in chapter 1, we can see that Daniel experienced the temptation of food.
第二个试探就是第二章的王愤怒的要杀死所有测试的那种试探。
And chapter,
包括但以理也要被杀。
Chapter 2 was about the temptation of the wrath of the king, where his life would be endangered and he could be killed.
第三个试探就是今天第六章的祷告的试探。 祷告神的事。
And the third temptation being in chapter 6, the temptation of prayer.
那这三种试探呢，若但以理不能够胜过，那都会招致死亡，每一种试探都会让他死。
Should Daniel, if Daniel was unable to overcome any of these temptations, his outcome would be death.
那我们来看但以理书的六章一到三节，请读一到三节。
Now turn to Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 to 3.
我给他做一个题目，叫做被新王重用，但以理被新的国王、新的王朝来重用。
And these verses tell of how Daniel had been esteemed by the new king.
甚至是他步步高升，一步一步的一直往上升。
And in fact, his ministry continued to climb upwards.
请念一到三节。
Verses 1 to 3. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm.
第一节就介绍波斯帝国的这个他的版图，他国家的版图以及他的行政管理。
And in fact, verse 1 describes to us the chart or the so-called the chart of the ministry of the kingdom of Darius.
你看他大力乌王随心所愿，照他自己的意思呢，立120个总管，就看到他的行政管理，国家的行政管理。
We can see the governance of this the kingdom of Darius in verse 1.
那你也看到哦。这个120个行政区里面的它的国度是多么的，它的版图是多么的辽阔，多么的扩大。
And from this 120 satraps of his kingdom, we can imagine how vast and expansive was the kingdom of Darius.
那在第二节的时候呢，又在120个总督当中呢，再立三个总长来管理这120个总督。
And from verse 2, we can see that over these 120 satraps, there are another three governors who have been set to oversee this.
那有一些另一些翻译是说，在他们三位总长，但以理是首，但以理是他们的头啊。
In certain biblical interpretations, Daniel was also set as the chief among these three governors.
他的职位高过这三个人，这两个人。三个人当他是最高的。
The rank of Daniel was above these two other governors.
那么这三位总长呢，每人负责40个总督，管理40个总督，
And
40个省的省长。
Governors are to oversee or to be set above 40 other satraps.
而包括当你又要管理他们这两个人。
And Daniel had also to oversee these two governors on top of the others.
因为这两个人也是受他管理的，这两个总长也是受他管理的。
Even these two governors are under his charge.
那这样讲起来啊，120个总督加上这两个总长都是属于丹尼里要管理的。
Therefore, as the conclusion, Daniel was to oversee and also oversee this 120 satraps and also these two governors.
Yeah.可见的但以理的职位是多么高，而且工作也多么的繁重啊，多么的势力啊，繁重。
So we can see how high is this rank of Daniel, and also how heavy was his work.
被王重用，职位很高，当然是值得高兴、荣耀的事情。
And in fact, it is also very, very glorious to be esteemed by a king.
但是那个压力、那个重担、那个要受到的攻击跟嫉妒，也是相对的提高，相对的来的很极大的。
But the workload and the pressure, as well as the chance of being envied by others, is also very high.
这里特别的记载王立三位总长呢，目的是免得王受亏损。他们三个人要在王的面前常常向王报告国家行政大事，要向王报告。
Verse 2 tells us that the purpose of the king setting up these three governors and the satraps was for these three to report to him so that the king would suffer no loss.
你就看到这三个人当中，在王的心目中，在整个国家的行政当中，是职位多么的非常重要，多么的高。
And therefore, we can see that these three governors are set very high in the ranks under the governance of this king.
因为免得国家受损，免得王受损，那个责任很大呀。
because the responsibility of them is very high, is very heavy, because they are to make sure the kingdom does not suffer loss.
而且也是要被王信任的人才可以担任的呀，王信任你，他才觉得不会亏损啊，因为信任你。
And this administration or this office that they had to take over was because the king trusted them.
刚才我们已经介绍，圣经已经介绍他职位已经很高了。
As we have introduced that his rank was already previously very high.
但是，王还要继续的升到上级更高的位置。
But the king here continued to raise him up into the higher level.
看第三节
，verse three.
因为这个但以理有美好的灵性，所以显然超乎其余的总长和总督。王又想要立他治理通国啊，是更高的职位啊。那今天来讲，就是总理或者首相啊，王下来的就是他整个国家就是他管理。
Now Daniel has distinguished himself above the governors and the king was thinking about setting him over even higher as the probably the prime minister of the whole nation.
所以这一段圣经呢，传道给他一个主题，叫做被新王重用，步步高升，不断的往。
Which is why I entitled the theme of these three verses, where Daniel was esteemed by the great king, and he was being lifted higher and higher.
为什么会这样呢
？Why is that?
因为这里直接说出答案，因为但以理有美好的灵性这一句话。
The answer here lies in that Daniel distinguished himself.
这个美好的灵性不是嘴巴讲的，是人家看得到的，王看得到的。听得到、看得到、感受得到的，他是个非常美好灵性的人。
Now Daniel distinguished himself not because of lip service, but because of his behaviors where other people could completely see and believe.
所以王重用他有原因，对不对
？And that was the clear reason why the king esteemed him.
神特别爱他也有原因，对不对
？And that was also a very clear reason for God to love him.
所以你不要嫉妒。
Therefore, do not be envious.
为什么？特别的兼爱他，特别的看重他，为什么看重我？人家有原因的呀。
And why does one, you know, esteem another so much but don't esteem me? There are clear reasons to that.
那从他第一章被掳那时圣经说他是少年人。
Chapter one, when he was first exiled, the Bible described him as a youth.
少年人最多不是十几岁，不到二十岁。
A young man, like that would be about 20 years.
那到今天第六章的时候呢？他已经是八十多岁的老人，甚至也有些人说他九十岁了。
But coming to this chapter, in chapter 6, some people would assume that he was already 80 to 90 years old.
因为历史记录，巴比伦王朝经历五十多年，不到六十年，最多六十年。
As history has recorded that the kingdom of Babylon did not last more than 60 years.
那他被抓的时候，当你被抓的时候，十几二十岁，那不是八十岁吗？
If he was being exiled when he was about less than 20 years old, he should by now should be about 80 years old.
你想想看，一个被掳的这个犹太人，但他们来说是外邦人，是一个被掳的战败国的人民，八十岁、八十多岁一个老人，王还在这么重用他，他们好像很难接受呀。
Imagine now he was in a place of a Gentile to these kingdoms, and he was only a Jew of a fallen kingdom.
So,
yet he was highly esteemed by the king.
所以到第四节的时候，我们就看到引起了许多人他的同事们，那些在王宫里面他那些官员很大的反对，对他带来很大的嫉妒，很大的不满。
Which is why in verse 6, in verse 4, we can see that Daniel had been envied by many governors and satraps.
在肉体生生活在行政生活上来看，是受同事们的嫉妒。
In the administrative sense, he was envied by his co-workers.
但是在灵界来看，那是撒旦要除灭他，撒旦要毁灭他。
But in a spiritual sense, and it is Satan who wants to destroy him.
请读第四节。
Verse 4. Verse 4. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault. Found in him.
这里第四节说，那些要对付但以理的，要陷害但以理的，不是普通百姓，不是普通小人物啊！要陷害他的，要与但以理作对的，都是高官啊，总长跟总督呀，非常高地位的人。
People,
他的敌人来自非常高地位的人。
People who wanted to destroy Daniel were not ordinary people, but all these the high-ranking governors and satraps.
他们寻找但以理误国的把柄，找他的错误。
they were trying to find some charge against Daniel in his administration.
那 我从这一段来看、哦、他这一段是来自撒旦的记恨，撒旦对丹尼的恨以及对丹尼里的嫉妒。
And from this verse, we can see that it was the envy, hatred, and jealousy of Satan against Daniel.
哎，你注意哦，撒旦其实是很嫉妒我们的，嫉妒神的儿女的，你知道吗
？And take note and realize that Satan is always very jealous of us.
撒旦也是很恨神的儿女，恨我们的。
And Satan also hates the children of God. He hates us.
因为我们都是泥土做的人来的。
Because we are all made of dust and soil.
凭什么我们今天能够成为神的儿女啊？他很不甘愿的。
And on what basis are we entitled to become the sons and children?
我们也有软弱，也有过错，也会骄傲，也会失败的。凭什么我们将来可以得到大荣耀啊？能够得到永远的荣耀呀？凭什么呀？
We are all laden with failures, with weaknesses, with sins. And on what basis are we entitled for the glory in heaven?
所以他很嫉妒的，心里很嫉妒神的儿女，很嫉妒我们得救的信徒。
And this is why Satan would be completely jealous and envious.And full of hate against the children of God.
就像现在这些人很嫉妒丹尼里一模一样呀。
Just the same way Satan was full of jealousy against
Daniel. 所以就要找我们的把柄，找我们的过错来对付我们，来控告我们。
Which is why in all ways Satan would try to find charges against us.
这点主耶稣也承认过，也证实过，撒旦是昼夜控告我们的，那个昼夜控告我们的，白天晚上整天都想要控告我们的。
This has also been testified by Jesus and acknowledged by him that Satan was one who would be finding ways to accuse us day and night.
那说明什么呢?
What does that tell you?
他嫉妒我们。
He is jealous of us.
他恨我们哦。
He hates us.
他就要我们失败，要我们跌倒咯。
He wants us to fall, he wants us to fail.
所以我们要常常亲近神。
Which is why we need to draw close to God every day.
所以我们常常要常常的谦卑。
We need to humble ourselves.
不给魔鬼留一点的地。
We do not give any loophole, give in to the devil.
请你注意。
Take note.
当你嫉妒一个人或者你恨一个人的时候，请注意，这绝对是从撒旦那里来的。
Whenever you envy or whenever you are jealous and you hate somebody, that came from Satan.
所以我们不能够有嫉妒别人的心，更不能够有恨弟兄的心，这一切都是一定是从撒旦来的。
Therefore, do not allow yourself to have the heart of jealousy, envy, and hatred against anyone.
所以为什么我说这些人恨丹尼里、嫉妒丹尼里是从撒旦来呢？撒旦嫉妒他呢？因为圣经讲的呀。
Why do I say that whenever they are these people are envious of Daniel, it all came from Satan?
我们看雅各书第三章。
Let's turn to James chapter 3.
14-16.
James chapter 3, verse 14 to verse 16.
这里说我们心里都怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，千万不要再自夸。
If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast.
不要说到自己很厉害，自己又怎么样。
Do not say as though you are so great.
更不可以说谎话抵挡真理。
And do not lie against the truth.
因为这样的智慧不是从上头来的。
Because this kind of wisdom does not descend from heaven.
是属地的。
It is earthly.
属情义的。
It is sensual.
到最后直接说是属魔鬼的。
It is demonic.
那这种属魔鬼的嫉妒会造成什么呢？
And this demonic jealousy would result in
16节
verse 16.
它一定会造成纷争，有何处有嫉妒，就何处一定有纷争。
It will result in a confusion and a dissension.
那有纷争，就一定有扰乱、搞乱的事。
And when there is envy and self-seeking, there will be confusion.
有各种扰乱的事，那一定有各样的坏事、各样的罪恶出现。
And when there is confusion, there will be every evil thing.
所以嫉妒跟恨哦，圣经告诉我们，圣洁说是从上。
Therefore, envy, jealousy, and hatred, the Bible tells us that it came from Satan.
那这种嫉妒带来的就是纷争、吵闹、斗争、伤害、扰乱，各种各样的恶事都出现。
This kind of envy would only bring about self-seeking, dissension, confusion, and every other evil thing.
所以大家注意一下。
Therefore, everybody, we have to take
note. 也要靠圣灵来灵修一下。
We have to spiritually nurture ourselves with the Holy Spirit.
千万不要嫉妒的。
Do not envy your co-workers.
虽然他是差过你的，大家都说他差过你了。
Even though he might be worse off than you.
他怎么能够站在高过你呢？怎么可以各方面都好像都在优越过你呢？
Someone who is worse than you or less capable than you, and yet he was highly esteemed more than you.
我们不去评论这些事情。
Let us not comment on.
更不可以去嫉妒这些同工。
And don't envy them.
神在看，神在处理。
Because God is watching and God handles them.
如果一有嫉妒，那你的心里面 就给魔鬼留地步，就会做魔鬼做的事，嫉妒你的祷告。
When you have a tinge of envy in your heart, there will be a place for the devil, for Satan to work.
那你一定会诽谤他，讲衰他，一直去讲他的是非，讲他的不对，然后造成纷争，造成教会的不好。
And surely you will only accuse him more, you will slander him, you will say, you will talk bad about him to result in confusion.
那更加不可以从嫉妒到变成恨了，那更可怕了，那变成杀人了。
And even more so that you must not allow yourself to grow from envy to hate.
所以第四节传道看到的是从撒旦来的嫉恨，撒旦来的。
Therefore, from verse 4, the preacher can see that it is about the hatred and jealousy from faith.
那你看但以理被同事嫉妒是吗？
And now we can see how Daniel was being envied by his co-workers.
主耶稣也被祭司文士这些高官啊，当时的宗教领袖们来嫉妒是吗？
The same manner, Jesus was also being envied by the high priest, the scribes and the Pharisees.
其实他们一直想要把耶稣杀了，这个重点呢，就是因为嫉妒。
And the reason why they wanted to kill Jesus was because of their jealousy.
那使徒保罗啊，也是被教会的一些人来嫉妒，是吗？
Even Apostle Paul was also being envied by some people in the church.
甚至连摩西啊，被自己的哥哥亚伦、被自己的姐姐米利安来嫉妒啊，自己的兄弟来嫉妒呀。
And even Moses, the own siblings, his sister Miriam, was also envious of him.
我要讲的就是这种嫉妒的是在教会里，是在家庭里，好像亚伦的哥哥，在自己的家里、兄弟里都会化身的。保罗在教会被人家嫉妒，那是在教会化身的呀。
I'm trying to stress to you that even in your own family, the siblings Aaron and Miriam were jealous of Moses, and it can also even happen in the church.
就是很普遍、很普遍的事情，常常都在化身的事。
It is only very commonplace and something very normal to happen and always tend to happen.
看见的魔鬼哦，在我们的心里面，在每个人心里面一直在工作，在嫉妒，然后在斗争，然后在毁谤。
Now we realize that the devil had always been working in the hearts of many people to continue to cause jealousy and accusation and slander.
将神的荣耀在怎样在我们身上彰显呢？
And how then can the glory of God be manifested in our heart?
再一次提醒大家注意，非常留意这件事。
Therefore, again, I have to remind you to take note on this.
继续第四节。
We continue on verse
4. 但感谢神哦，这里说他们要害他，找他把柄。却找不到他的过失啊，找不到他错误的过失。
We thank God that in all the attempts that they were trying to bring a charge against Daniel, they could not find any charge.
啊，这里特别是寻找他在治理国家的把柄，就是在他的工作上、他的管理上来找他的错误。
This here says that it is concerning the kingdom and concerning the administration of Daniel, there was no fault.
为什么找不到呢？
Why was there no fault?
圣经说，因为他办事忠心啊，他很忠心的来办理他的事，很尽责忠心的做他的事。
The Bible concluded that it was because he was faithful in
all things. 如果但以理平时做事不忠心，或者懒懒散散，或者不谨慎，他现在肯定完蛋，肯定完了。
Should Daniel be even less faithful in all his administration, he would be in a huge trouble now.
所以我们平时的那种谨慎，平时的那种负责任，平时那种忠心哦，会带来我们将来你看不到的那种平安啊。因为你平时的忠心啊，到后来唤起哦，敌人找不到你的把柄，结果你平安。
And therefore, it also brings the point to us that when we are faithful and dutiful, responsible on our everyday life, and it will eventually protect us from future accusation from the devil.
意思说，我们平时所做的忠心的事情、尽责忠心的事情，哦，是经得起考验的。经得起考验的。
Because of us being responsible and being most dutiful, all this can help us stand the trial.
这是圣经给我们看到的，但以理的这种忠心跟尽责带来的平安。
And this we can see from Daniel's faithfulness and also his dutifulness in his administration.
应该说带来得胜啊。
That has brought him peace and also victory.
得胜的这些敌人的攻击，得胜的这敌人的这些嫉妒，得胜的这些敌人的这种毁啊和破坏。
He was victorious over the accusations and the attacks and jealousy of his enemies.
那么甚至啊。在他的品行上、行为上也找不到但以理的过失。
And even in his conduct and his behavior, there was no fault found in him.
在品行上、行为上找不到，在工作办事上也找不到。
No fault was found in his administration, in his work, and also in his conduct.
结果要去哪里找丹尼里的错误呢？
So where can we find any faults in Daniel's?
所以这一群人第五节啊，这一群人就开始开会商讨策划来寻找丹尼里的错误。
Therefore, verse 5 tells us of these people coming together in a meeting to discuss and conspire against Daniel.
我们为了教会的管理、哦、来开会、啊、
Today, we all gather together for meetings for the administration of the church.
也为了公司的业务进步、哦、发展、哦、来开会嘛，对不对？
In order to help the organization's progress,we also come into meeting.
但是在第五节，我们看到这一般国家的行政人员、啊、高官这些人员、啊他们开会不是为了国家发展啊
yet,
不是为了百姓的福祉来开会啊不是呀、啊、
Verse 5 tells us of this the high ranking officials coming together for meeting not for the sake of the progress of the nation but for other things
他们开会、哦、是要在这里陷害人开会是要、啊、找出、啊、开出一个计划一个计谋怎样来害人害死
They held this meeting in order to conspire a scheme to kill someone.
哪有人这样来开会的？而且是行政官员。
How can any of these officials be meeting for this reason?
这里说一群人聚在一起在开会，在商讨呀。
It tells that these men gathered together to discuss on this.
哦，原来开会是为了要害但以理，要陷害他，让他死。这样的开会很可怕呀。
Turn out that the only reason for them to meet together was to conspire against Daniel so that he could die.
开会策划是为了害人、哦、开会是为了找出他的毛病除掉他毁灭他。
And the reason why they were to meet was to conspire to find a way to destroy him.
有没有发生过这样的事、
Do we see all these things happening?
开会大家在开会怎样来对付某某人怎样来对付某某传道？有没有发生这样的事
？People are meeting, in order to plan a way to get rid of certain preachers or ministers.
如果这个传道人、这个工人，如果他犯了错误，当然要开会检讨。当然啊，那肯定要开会检讨啊。如果有错误，他当然要有这种要有惩罚呀，要提醒、要责备啊。但是如果没有去专找他的毛病，那就不一样了。没有毛病的去专找他的毛病，那怎么会是开会呢
？If it was because of certain error or certain faults or mistakes that any minister or preacher has made, and some punitive measures should be discussed in a meeting, but if he was completely blameless, and what is the purpose of this meeting?
开会的人啊，请你们自己小心注意是这样的事情啊。
Therefore, people who organize the meetings, please take note of this.
你是要说不会发生。
Do not claim that it will never happen.
好，那么他们这群人开会的结论是什么呢
？What was the conclusion of this meeting?
他们的结论就是从但以理的信仰上的立法上，找出和他们异教信仰的不同处，来对他下手。
That to find a charge to concerning the law of Daniel's God to raise the charge against Daniel.
他们开会的结果得到一个结论呢、啊。
That was the conclusion of the meeting.
除非用但以理的信仰、哦、从他信仰上跟我们的宗教不同的地方、哦、有冲突的地方来陷害他，不然找不到他的出路。
Unless we find leverage on the differences of his God, with our God, we cannot set a charge against him.
这个就是他们的开会后的结论喽。
That was the conclusion of the meeting.
我们请注意第一点。
Let's take note of the first point.
他们找把柄陷害但以理，找不着，却找不着。
They attempted to find charges against Daniel, but could not find any.
可见的但以理的为人处事是何等的完美，何等的圣洁。
And we can see the conduct of Daniel was only blameless and holy.
对比我们一下。
Compare that to us.
如果有些人要对付我们，不用寻找。随便一讲就好几个错误跑出来。
Should anyone have the intention to accuse us, it is most easy for them to say something about us.
这些人是要找的，拼命找的，而且拼命找还找不到天哦。
But all these governors and satraps tried their best to find any charges, but they could not find any.
这是我们要注意的第一点。
That's for us to take note of.
第二点。
Firstly, Verse secondly,
义人，忠心的义人，好人，善良的人，为什么常常受攻击，常常受迫害呢？
Why should the righteous and faithful always be subject to accusations and attacks?
有时候我们心里也很难过，很痛苦。
Yeah. Sometimes that saddens us.
看他们这么好的人，这么好的忠心工人，为什么常常受逼迫、受攻击啊、受对付呀？
We see such kind and faithful workers and servants of the church are being attacked and being hurt.
嗯，主耶稣给我们的答案。
But the answer the Lord Jesus gave us.
因为我们不属于这个世界。
Is that the Lord Jesus said that we don't belong to this
world? 而且我们所行所做的也不效法这个世界所行所做的，不效法世界。
The things that we do do not emulate the ways of this world.
第一，我们不属世界。
Firstly, we do not belong to this world.
第二，我们又不效法世界做的事情，我们不跟从，我们拒绝，我们反对。
Secondly, we do not emulate the ways of this world, and we even oppose that.
我们跟他们不同流合污，不跟他们在一起。
We do not corrupt ourselves with them.
甚至我们远离他们，甚至指责他们。
We even draw ourselves further away from them and point out their wrong.
也因为这样，就是因为这样，所以世界就恨我们了。
And because of that, the world hates us.
这是主耶稣讲的答案啊。
That was the answer given by Jesus.
你不信，你自己看约翰福音书十五章。
Although you, if you don't believe, look at John chapter 15.
你自己去寻找耶稣讲的答案，十五章里面去找那个答案，为什么世界会恨我？
You try to find the answer of the Lord Jesus on why the world hates us.
因为有些人呢，他虽然信神，但是他的做法、他的方法、他的想法、他的动机都来自世界，都效法世界，所以他也在恨我。
And some people who hate us, it was because that his thoughts and his intent and his thinking were all from the world.
这时他肯定不是属神的，不是主耶稣。
At this time, he definitely did not belong to God.
你看他的想法，他所想的，你看他所做的，你看他所行的，你看他所表现的，他说出来的，他心里隐藏，全部是来自世界，世界的东西。
Just look at the way of his thinking, the things, the ways that he speaks and he acts, and all the things about him was about the world.
好像这些人在现代当中的时候，全部都是世界的东西、世界的动作、世界的思想、世界的作为。你看呢、啊，全部来自世界的呀。
And all these thoughts and actions and the ways of these governors and satraps who wanted to accuse Daniel were all worldly.
哎呀，我太啰嗦了，讲一讲，已经一个小时了。
The company that I'm so naggy is already 1 hour past.
哇，那还有第六节开始，我们下次再讲好的了。
Let's continue on verse 6 in the next session.
今天我们学习了丹尼里的一生嘛，哦。
Today we have learned about the whole life of Daniel.
他经历了三个世界。
He has experienced 3 realms.
他经历了三个国家。
He experienced 3 kingdoms.
他经历了三个圣殿。
He experienced 3 holy temples.
他经历了四个朝代。
He experienced 4 kingdoms.
他经历了三大试探。
And also 3 major temptations.
又看到他被王新的王重用，步步高升。
We saw that he was esteemed by the new king, and he was been highly lifted.
到四节五节的时候
，When we look at verse 4 to verse 5,
我们看到撒旦要除灭陷害丹尼利。
We saw the attempt from Satan to destroy Daniel.
那下一回我们继续第六节开始。
Let's look at verse 6 in the next session.
那是有另一个精彩的故事。
It is another very interesting story.
又是另一个更大的得胜。
And also a greater victory.
啊，那是个无啊，王下了无知愚昧的禁令。那个王的命令。
Oh, there's another foolish command from the king.
下一次继续丹尼里故事喽。
Let's continue the story of Daniel the next time.